Here's an episode called The Lawyer and the Lady from December 4th, 1948. It's Jeff Reagan, investigator.
My name's Reagan. I get 10 a day in expenses from a detective bureau run by a guy named Anthony J. Lyon. They call me the Lion's Eye.
Jack Webb is Jeff Reagan, investigator, as CBS offers you hard-boiled action and mystery and thrilling adventure in tonight's story of The Lawyer and the Lady.
The Cosmopolitan building's on 7th Street near Olive, downtown L.A. International Detective Bureau's up on the third floor, suite 308. Right across from an elevator that hasn't been inspected since 29, when the guy who built the place took a vacation up at Folsom. I always use the stairs. Well, the plaster's bad, but the rent's cheap, and the Lion says his office is just the kind of place that invites business. He's got a leather chair there, about the shape of a fallen biscuit, that's for him to relax on. And right next to a desk with some blank checks and an inkwell, there's a hard, straight chair. That's for the client. The Lion got mad when our last customer asked if the chair was wired. Well, when I walked in last Thursday night about 6 o'clock, he was staring at that empty chair. Wishful thinking.
Regan! Christmas is coming.
Well, that's news.
It's the time of year when everybody's nice to everybody else.
Somebody give you a calendar?
I got better than that. It's a check.
From who?
His name's Kramer. He's a big lawyer.
We need one again?
He's our new client. He wants to see you.
What about?
He'll tell you.
You tell me.
I want you to be nice to him. He's a big man. His office is in the Park Central building. Abercrombie, Kramer, and Schmidt.
A trio.
It's an important legal firm in this city.
Well, what's the job?
I told you he'd give you all of it.
Look, the last time I waited for a client to talk, he died.
Now, look here. The kind of dough he pays, you could do janitor work for him and not ask questions.
Well, you never learn.
This is a certified check. Came by special messenger. He's waiting for you now.
What else?
The message said he wanted all this done confidentially. No police. You understand?
You'd kidnap your own mother for cash.
You're not alive.
And then you'd starve to death charging yourself ransom.
I'm going to be patient with you, Regan.
Oh, this is another rotten deal.
These big legal outfits can't afford to be dishonest.
You've been making a living doing it.
Kramer's in legitimate practice. I checked him.
Oh, sure you
did. I pay your salary and I take things as I see them.
Well, you need stronger glasses. Well, I left him sitting there holding the check up to the light. He had both arms above his head. He reminded me of a two-armed slot machine. I walked the four blocks over to the Park Central building, and an elevator operator with a cardboard collar took me up to the 7th floor. Abercrombie, Kramer, and Schmidt had a flock of stables in the back with a fire escape. The names were hung out in silver, and I figured if they were ambulance chasers, they used a motorcycle escort. I opened the door and stepped into a green carpet that needed mowing. Then I heard a noise at the deep end where the trout stream should have been. She had hair the color of smoke. The rest of her spiraled up to match. But she looked unhappy, like a termite in a granite quarry. She glanced at her typewriter, and then up at me, the Remington One.
We've already ordered our Christmas cards. Get them in July.
Now, maybe I'm not selling.
You should. You're the type.
Kramer in?
He might be. But he never sends cards. Doesn't believe in Christmas.
Well, he sent my office a check.
Did he? What office is that?
I'm Regan, International Detective Bureau.
Stick to greeting cards.
Kramer sent for me.
Oh? He wants protection, huh?
You tell me.
Maybe it's something else.
Well, let's find out.
In a minute. He's busy right now.
What's the matter with Abercrombie?
He's dead.
Schmidt?
Wishes he was. Palm Springs with a hangover.
Yeah, real nice bunch. How long you worked for him?
Too long. My jokes are newer.
Well, Benny's making a move. Maybe he'll hire you.
I don't like funny men. What do you do when you're not working?
All depends on who I'm with.
Thought maybe you were antisocial. That's Kramer's.
I was ahead of her trying the door, but it was locked from the inside. She fumbled around on the desk and finally brought out a key. Kramer was sitting at his desk holding onto the front of his shoulder. His face was white and he wasn't feeling too good.
Fire Sample complete. Ready to continue?